Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning on this beautiful fall morning.
Fall is back again.
It is. And you've even got your jacket on. And I've got long sleeves on. But I'm still like sweating, running in here and getting all ready. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. And you are listening to Sports Radio 610. If you're not quite sure what you hit on your radio this morning, we are so happy to have you here. And we're even happier to have Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning from Plants for All Seasons. She is your Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And it's always super fun to have Kelly here this morning because Kelly and Sherry happen to be related.
Yes.
Yes. So there's a
best friends.
Yes.
Sisters.
By choice. Sisters by blood, right?
Oh, I love that. Aww,
so sweet, Sherry.
So
I know.
Sweet.
That's me.
Uh-oh. What'd you do wrong?
Nothing this week.
There you go. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. And let me remind you that you can call in. And the phone number is 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. Mm-hmm. 281-833-3333. And the ladies here are so easy to talk to.
Yes, and even when there's a guy on.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But I'm treating us like extra special since it's just us.
Just the girls.
Just girls.
Yes, just the girls today. So give us a call, and we'd love to chat with you about what's going on in your lawn and garden. Mm-hmm. And there may be questions or issues.
There's lots of questions right now.
Yes.
So many.
Yes.
Because there's so much to do.
Yes.
Because as Anita with Nelson's Water Garden says, this is our second spring.
Yes, we have to
remember
that.
Which is super exciting.
It is. It is.
I mean, and fall is for planting.
Fall is for planting.
And there is a lot to rehabilitate this year after that crazy winter.
Right, because...
I mean, summer.
Summer.
Wishful thinking.
Winter, you never know. It's crazy, too.
It could be.
Right.
Well, guess what? We have got Renee on the line who'd like to give y'all a question. Renee, good morning.
Hi.
Hello. What do you have for Kelly and Sherry?
Hey, guys. Quick question. So I thought the whole sod webworm thing was over, but walked through the yard yesterday, moth galore.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we have heard that there are a few cases out there. So it's, unfortunately, with St. Augustine grass, it's never 100% over. There's always going to be little outbreak monkeys out there getting it. So be diligent and get your caterpillar killer ready to take care of the eating stage of the insect.
Yeah, and it's about 2 weeks after you see the flying stage, you'll see the damaging
damage
stage.
From the caterpillar. So you can get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we do now if we see the little fluttering going on above our grass?
You would spray with a caterpillar killer.
Yeah. But it's too soon to spray unless you just want to kill moths, but that's like a never-ending battle, right?
Yeah, it would just be wait and see when the chewing starts to kill them so that you have them at the active stage.
Oh, okay.
And the good news is as it cools, caterpillars aren't going to be as active.
Right.
In the grass, the moths will definitely slow down.
Yes.
So it's just this little like 80 degree, you know, next few weeks that you'll have to watch. So get your BT handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
And so you recommend this both spray and granule or just spray maybe first?
Just do the spray in about probably about a week to 2 weeks. Just watch it. It's usually about a two-week life cycle of the moth, and then the damaging phase comes out because the moths aren't doing damage. They're just laying eggs.
Yeah, my grass looks intact. No chewing yet.
But okay, good. So as soon as you start seeing that chew down, then you can spray something to kill the caterpillars like BT. Or if you wanted to spray molasses, the molasses, they can't metabolize.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Second and last question related. Does it help at all to turn off the outside light?
Yes and no. I mean, moths are attracted to the lights. The problem is they have this need to lay their eggs on your healthy St. Augustine.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter if there's a light shining on it or not.
Yeah.
During the day, they'll hide out in the shade and the shrubs, and then at night they come out into your grass, whether there's light on it or not. No.
Yes.
Mm. It'll keep them from coming in your house if you turn the light off.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true. Yeah. Shut the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks Renee. Lot, Renee. Thanks for the call.
Do you know
what a great question?
Who told us of the first cases? They were out doing aeration.
Oh, Ricky?
And Ricky.
Really?
Yeah. Ricky saw them. Sent in customers, yeah.
With Best Choice Lawn. Yeah.
Yes. And he was like, they're out and about in your area. So it is happening, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's typically a September, October thing. It's just those few years that we had it. And what, 2016?
Oh, my gosh.
Through 2019.
17, 18.
Yeah. It's like it started early because we didn't really have much winters and we had wet summers.
Yeah.
And so that was the perfect recipe. We didn't have the perfect recipe this year.
No.
So now they're like, okay, they're going to have a life cycle. Will it be enough to do damage or enough damage to worry about it? Maybe not.
We'll see.
It depends on when our first frost is.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. But they love the St. Augustine.
Oh, they do.
Those stinkers.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, hosting this show, and we have got Kelly here in the studio from Plants.
Good morning.
Yes, from Plants for All Seasons, and they are up north off of 249. Super easy to find. Kelly does a great job with that place. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yes, and it's exploding right now with fall.
Yeah. So much color.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Super fun. And I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in or if you've forgotten how this works, you can call us for sure at 281-833-3333. But there's a rotating group of experts who come through the studio. And Kelly is our expert this morning. But, of course, Sherry is always here. So she's always an expert, too. But our Home Show Garden Pros include Plants for All Seasons, which is Kelly is here today. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard from Peter and Anita before. And Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens South, down in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. Nature's Way Resources, which is between Conroe and the Woodlands, so north. And then we have Spring Gardens Nursery, which is Isaac, and he's in the Klein area.
Yes, just south of the Woodlands.
Yes, so all of these are our Home Show Garden Pros and a great resource for you every Saturday morning right here on
And I think we've got Houston covered.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's sod webworms going on, we'll know.
Right, right, right. Let us know what area you're in.
Yes.
And we've got solutions for you here.
You got it.
Give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return and talk to Stephen after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Your projects, our experts. Find your inspiration at the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union, October 20th through 22nd at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Clean your home like a pro with HGTV's Patrick Richardson, the Laundry Guy, and explore the tiny home big backyard feature. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union. Buy early and save on tickets at HoustonFallHomeShow.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for joining us. What a fun group. We're already having callers pop in this morning. Everybody's up early.
Because it's beautiful.
It's so nice out.
They should get up, get out of bed. It's cool.
Yes.
It came through. It was hot last night.
I know.
Came through. Make your list of what you're going to do. Open the door. Just enjoy the cool.
Right, right. Yes. I even, have been opening windows a little bit to refresh things. Just to get that sort of must out.
Yes.
That's a summer must.
Yes.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons to answer your questions. And, of course, Sherry is here, Sherry and Sandy, hosting your show on Home Show Garden Pros. And we have got Stephen. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes. Well,
thanks for calling. What you got for Kelly this morning?
Well, my lawn was one of the few that survived the drought. I have absolutely no signs of drought or damage, which is very fortunate. However, I have a situation that I've had for years, and I've been told there is no solution.
Okay.
My grass is beautiful, St. Augustine. It's beautiful, nice and thick. You can walk in it and hide your feet in it. However, over the past 4 years, there's a different type of grass that seems to grow in there. And I had a guy come over and he said it was Bermuda grass. There's nothing you can do. And the first year, about 4 years ago, I basically picked up my entire front yard. I had someone take it out. They put some killer on there. We waited about 2 weeks. So I went 2 weeks with a bald yard, then planted St. Augustine again. And it was good for about a year and a half. And then here comes that grass again. And again, I had a different person come out and say, oh, yeah, that's Bermuda grass. There's nothing you can do about that. You kill it, you kill St. Augustine. So First of all, is that true?
Yes and no.
There are sprays that you can do that are safe for the St. Augustine that will kill the Bermuda. But, I mean, we need to figure out why the Bermuda keeps moving back in. It usually moves into areas that have been compacted or damaged in some way. So,
So St. Augustine, you can use this weed killer, and it's controversial in the active ingredient. But if you use it at the right time and you don't overuse it, atrazine in the springtime before we start getting over 85 will knock back the Bermuda. But like Kelly was saying, the problem is, why is the Bermuda able to compete with the healthy St. Augustine? Where, you know, you have beautiful, healthy St. Augustine, but there has to be some kind of a stress for that Bermuda to kind of infiltrate. Now, the healthiest St. Augustine lawn, I have beautiful, healthy St. Augustine, and I'll have at times when it's staying a little drier or maybe people are walking on the grass a little bit more, I'll have a little influx of Bermuda. But as soon as that's resolved, it retreats.
Yes.
So I'm choosing not to treat it because it's not overtaking. It's just kind of coming in during stressful times, if that makes sense.
Okay. I think mine may be coming in from my lawn guy who cuts multiple yards in the neighborhood, or maybe my neighbor two doors down whose entire yard is Bermuda.
If it has an opportunity to creep over, it will. But more than likely, your soil is compacted from something in those little spots where it's trying to come in, to where the St. Augustine is not able to foot in there nicely and take root.
Yeah. So have you aerated it?
Yes, the guy comes annually and does that.
Okay, good.
Good.
So it sounds like you're doing everything. Unless it's just really infiltrating and creating competition, I don't know if I would battle it because, like I said, they kind of work in conjunction. When the St. Augustine's great, you won't notice the Bermuda as much. When the Bermuda comes in, it's usually a stress response in the St. Augustine. So it's a battle that I don't know if you really, really want to battle.
Right.
Yeah, I'm losing. I just have to accept defeat because when we get to the warm months and the yards are nice and beautiful and big and thick,
yeah,
I have a beautiful three-quarters yard of St. Augustine, and then I have a dominant Bermuda where you see no St. Augustine whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's like two beautiful instances, but I just like one of them.
We have a friend who converted to Bermuda, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
Beautiful.
Like,
and it's amazing
looks like a golf course. Yep. It's beautiful, but it is a lot of work. It's a lot more work than the St. Augustine. So I would just say, keep doing what you're doing. If you really want to battle that area where the Bermuda is, I wouldn't battle it with weed killer, but I would battle it with something culturally is going on. So compost, aeration, sounds like you're doing all the right things. But when it starts to really take over that area, kind of sit back and try to figure out what the stress could be.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Stephen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the never-ending battle.
Lawns. There's always something in our lawns. Great question.
Always.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just happen to be a lawn nerd.
Geek. Yes.
I love grass. It'll be hard for me to ever get rid of a lawn.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a trend for people.
It is a trend.
Mm-hmm. Not for HOAs, though.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, and you don't have to have an extreme water bill to maintain a beautiful lawn.
No, you do not.
No.
So it's not that I'm putting a ton of water on it.
Right.
I just have really good soil.
Right. Yes. And you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a process because I'm kind of at the end of that process. I think I've done a good job with the help of the Home Show Garden Pros on nurturing that soil.
Right.
I'm making sure that it's, you know, it had been composted and I did the remineralizer for years, you know, building it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Steven. I had a really nice green lawn.
Yeah.
You know, there were a few in end of July, August, I had some trims of, you know, where the sprinkler wasn't quite getting to and it was really struggling. But
you stood back and you looked and you understood why it was like that.
Yeah. I didn't put anything
on
it.
And that's the big thing.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not anti-weed killer, but usually if a weed infiltrates my yard, I know why it's there.
Uh-huh.
You know, stresses.
Right.
Like
too wet, too dry.
We have like when we have that really rainy year, my pool was leaching salt because I have a saltwater pool down by the curb because that's where the overflow would go. And so I had, you know, a little weed infestation, but I knew why it was there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. I love the whys. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons taking your questions. And Sherry and I are here answering your calls at 281-833-3333. Easy number, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
This is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. I was nosing through a garage sale the other day when nestled up against the foundation of this person's house was a giant fire ant bed. Within seconds, I was on that mound pumping chemicals into their dirt hut and laughing like a hyena as I watched those little boogers die. Sometimes I wish I could shrink myself down to their size and fight them mano to mano and make it fair. Then I usually perish that thought and go back to killing them by the millions. If you have fire ant or any other pest issues at your home or office, call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 and let us come stomp a mud hole in your pest problems.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Good gardening weather is upon us. Yes, it's second spring. 3, maybe more months of easy gardening. Cooler temperatures, less pests and plant diseases make gardening at this time of year a joy. So head out to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens to stock up on all our gorgeous fall annuals, delicious veggies, herbs, and fruit trees, and plant up your garden now. Gardening done now will pay off big time next spring. And don't forget, our annual spooky, fun friends and family night is coming October 28th. Chili bar, drinks, costume contest, and secret sales await you. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm Sandy with
Sherry.
Yes, and we are here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your phone calls. And Kelly, we have just got folks in line for you.
Oh my gosh.
You are
on demand.
You are in demand. Maybe not on demand.
I know. That's TV. Sorry.
And good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
We're good. What do you have for Kelly and Sherry?
Well, I have another St. Augustine question.
Perfect. Oh, yay. Great.
And so my yard has always been pretty good from fence line, nice and green and lush. But with the drought, we don't have an irrigation system, so watering was tough to keep it consistent.
Sure.
But now that we've had the rain and it's all starting to, you know, nice green up again, I'm noticing that I have a couple of large areas that, I mean, I would say they're dead.
Okay.
And it looks like there's maybe some the grass died, thatch buildup, and I dug away the top part, and underneath the root system, some of the root systems are dead, and some of them are yellow. Should I rake away all the dead thatch on top and just let it be exposed, and will it grow back now that we're in fall? Or will it just be bare until next spring?
Well, you do rake out all the thatch from those areas, but the second thing you would do is to apply a compost top dress to give all the St. Augustine runners that are good and healthy and still in that area to move in from the outskirts of that area to cross back over. So you would do the compost, mm-hmm. and that will – you still have growing time for the St. Augustine, so it won't be completely bare this winter.
Yeah, you do have some time for it to do a little bit of recovery.
Yes.
But since the end of September and our days are shorter, our grass is not growing as fast, but it's still growing.
It's still growing.
So yeah. you can get recovery. If you want to speed that up, you could get some St. Augustine plugs in there.
Correct.
And they might not give you full coverage, but at least you'll get roots established so that in spring when we have the initial green up, you'll have some extra grass in there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What would be the name of the St. Augustine the compost you were talking about? What would be a recommended brand, or is there a formula to it?
Sure.
Or what's like the official name?
Yeah. It is Nature's Way Leaf Mold Compost.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's the most biologically active, and that's really going to stimulate some root growth for you and hopefully get some recovery before we go dormant.
Okay, so basically rake it out, apply a little bit of that, maybe what, about a half an inch on top or less? Sure.
A quarter to a half an inch, since you're completely bare and half an inch is fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. Yeah, lots of St. Augustine damage from this. Yeah. So there's lots you can do to get recovery. And I've just noticed with the rain, just the little bit of rain that we've gotten, a lot of yards are starting to recover. Right?
Way better. Way better. My neighborhood is not near as brown and crusty.
Yeah,
as
it was pretty depressing, especially
getting pretty rough out
going
there.
On vacation in summer and coming back, or in September, coming back and just like it just looked dead.
Yeah.
Everything just looked dead and sad. And just with that first rain, I see recovery.
So. Right. Yes. It's amazing. St. Augustine seems like a pretty tough.
It is. That's why it's our lawn of choice.
Yeah. And I love the reminder that you both had mentioned about the runners. You know, do you still have some runners? You know, that's a good thing for people to sort of observe. Get down there once you get the
blades rake. Are dead, but are your runners dead?
Are your runners dead?
Yeah. Exactly. So there's some hope. If there's some green runners, leaf mold compost, we love.
Absolutely.
It is magical, and it's not just it's a lasting effect because really you're nurturing your soil.
Yep, and that's why over time you won't have to water as much. You nurture your soil,
right? And that's why you get to.
That's
brag.
Why I have a beautiful green yard and an awful drought summer, and I didn't increase my water.
Right, and you followed the water restrictions, and it didn't really bother you.
Nope,
that's awesome.
You got it.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you know we have got. We love to talk about lawns.
Yes.
And we love to remind you about what you need to have on your garden shelf.
Especially if you live in the Houston area.
Yes.
You've got to have these products on your shelf because they're made in Houston for Houston.
Right.
And we're talking about MicroLife. MicroLife. Not only do they have a full lawn lineup, but they have their products in jugs too. So if you need to fertilize your shrubs and you just need a small amount, they have their MicroLife jugs and their amazing liquid amendments.
Yes.
So we have Super Seaweed, Ocean Harvest, Biomatrix. It's one of my favorites for lawns too. You could get out and do some recovery in the grass.
That's great.
Put your Humates Plus out, which is granule. Do your fertilizer, which I would do the MicroLife Brown Patch right now. And water it in with that Biomatrix dynamite.
Yes.
It would be amazing.
Your lawn will be so happy. Yeah. I used the Ocean Harvest just last night on a tree that I've been sort of nurturing around it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I love – well, and I love the Super Seaweed.
Yes.
You spray that on.
That's my Friday night date.
Yeah, I know it is. I know. We need to – we've talked about having like a group of Super Seaweed.
We need a Facebook Live cocktail hour with Super Seaweed.
With Super Seaweed. Something. Yeah,
we're going to do it.
Yes. Yes. It would be something fun. But we love MicroLife. And it's – you know, you can have almost any of those products on your shelf as a go-to.
Yeah.
Because if there's some sort of droopiness in your plants, whether it's potted plants or your shrubs or your lawn, it's a great – I mean, and like you say, they're made locally.
Yes, you got
so it. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, MicroLife is your product. So you can find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro, or you can go to MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
And it's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Attention, all green thumbs and nature lovers. Are you ready to take your garden to the next level this fall? Hi, this is Leo from Nature's Way Resources, your one-stop destination for premium organic mulch, the secret to lush, thriving gardens. Our organic mulch is the gift from nature that keeps on giving. It nourishes your soil, retains moisture, and suppresses weeds, ensuring your plants reach their full potential. But that's not all. This fall, visit our plant nursery, stocked with a wide variety of fruit trees and native trees. Embrace the beauty of nature in your own backyard. From satsumas to oaks, you can find it all this season at our nursery. Nature's Way Resources, where your garden dreams come to life. Don't wait. Come see us today. Put down organic mulch and grow the garden of your dreams this fall. Visit Nature's Way Resources and our partner plant nursery for fruit trees and native trees. We are located north on I-45. Take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Because when you choose Nature's Way, you choose success. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry and Kelly. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Kelly is such a fun and easy person to talk to.
Oh, thanks, Sandy.
We love having you. And of course, Sherry. Sherry is always here to take your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and Kelly is our pro this morning. And we just love Plants for All Seasons. And you know, guys, we ran in here and we had that line of calls right at the beginning. And we didn't even get to remind people about stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Wings Over Houston
is
something that's going on that people can enjoy. And
so if we see airplanes going over.
Yes.
Okay. That's what it is.
That's it. It's just an air show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
happily.
Sadly, we have to think differently.
Yes.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Clarify.
So you can go and enjoy that. And then the eclipse is today.
Oh, yes. At 10 o'clock. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Between like 10 and noonish.
Yeah. In that range.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And I guess Houston, you can enjoy it, but it's not as
we're not in the direct line for the complete eclipse.
Right. Yes. So my hubby, Charlie, and his son got up early as I did this morning and drove west.
Okay.
Wow. It looked like they were out for an adventure. I mean, they had coffee and waters and snacks and camera bags and glasses.
Yeah.
So remember, we are posting a picture to remind you about those glasses, because don't let your kids go up and look directly at the
sun. When we were kids, we had to get the negatives, which kids don't know what negatives are anymore.
No. Mm. But also, didn't we build little cardboard things that you looked in one end
and we would build them in school.
Thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We built them in school.
So, you know, they're really cheap. You can get them almost anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're wandering out to go do that this morning, just don't let them look directly at the sun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's every day, but especially today.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, enjoy that. It's a fun little adventure and a fun little education for your family and kids. But you can do that while you're making your list of what you need to do in the lawn.
Right.
Because there's plenty to
do. Because there's lots to do.
There is.
Yeah. So get out and assess.
Right.
You can look down through the whole eclipse.
That's right. 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 You could be playing in the dirt during the eclipse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've had lots of calls about the
St. Augustine, our lawns.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody's seeing a little bit, you know, what's going on now.
And maybe a little recovery after the rain.
Yes.
A little relief with the temperatures. Mm-hmm. And just kind of get out and go, okay, it's not as bad as it was.
Right. Right.
There's things that can be done. I know at Plants for All Seasons, you started bringing in the grass plugs again.
Yes,
okay,
we do have
so
grass
do.
Plugs.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it inside. It was gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
wow.
Tons of people.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Because a lot of people don't realize that there's other ways to go about it. And
right.
You know, of course, we don't have seed for St. Augustine. If you're going to do seed, you have to do Bermuda. Or it's time to do your fall ryegrass seed if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So some people like that. There's some different, don't just buy the cheapest ryegrass if you're going to do ryegrass too.
Mm.
Get the good stuff. So do what they do like on a golf course.
Yeah.
So like the SOS 400, which is a turf type annual ryegrass.
Wow.
So it's nice and dark and green. So if you're left with bare spots and it's just brown and you're just ready for some green,
mm-hmm.
you could do like that SOS 400 for some recovery.
And that would be from seeds.
That's
yes.
from seed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. St. Augustine, you can't do from seed. And you couldn't do it right now anyways because the soil temperatures are coming down. And it's getting too late to do Bermuda from seed as well.
Okay.
So right now, if you want to do seed, you're going to have to do ryegrass or fescue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then get down and look at the St. Augustine. You know, don't give up. Because
yeah.
we've gotten a lot of calls that y'all have encouraged people to say, wait a minute, you know, just rake up the dead. And if you've got the green runners,
mm-hmm.
that's a good sign.
Yeah, if you have green runners, there's still life.
Yeah.
Green is still living.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Dead
so
is dead.
Plugs would be a good thing. And
plugs
are great because they actually have a little root system
mm-hmm.
on them.
Already.
Yeah, they're pre-rooted.
Nice.
yeah. You don't get that instant that you get with the sod.
Because that's a solid.
Right.
Your plugs are about 2 inches by 2 inches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not full coverage right away, but you can
yeah.
put them as close or as far apart as you like.
Uh-huh.
Right. I just really like that method better because when they cut the sod, they're cutting all
the
that
roots.
Root system off.
Yeah.
And then so you have to have root recovery and then you'll have grass recovery.
Right.
And with the little plugs, you already have that nice little root system.
Perfect.
Now, you don't, like I said, you don't have the instant lawn
mm-hmm.
like when you sod, but you'll have a really good root system that will
it'll spread
push top right. growth as soon as the temperatures are right. So.
Yeah. And then the plugs are good with maybe some leaf mold compost or
sure.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Stimulate some growth.
Get some growth. Spray them with some seaweed.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah.
You got
okay.
it.
Happy
yep.
as can be.
Happy
totally
as can
happy.
Be.
Totally happy.
Yeah. All right. So don't give up and give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Sandy. And you know, Sherry, you and I love Landscaper's Pride.
Yes, we do.
It's another must for your garden shelf.
And it's another locally made product.
Yes.
So it's super, super important.
It is very important.
And they have 27 different bags. Products.
Right. And with so much to do in the lawn or garden or in our containers,
mm-hmm.
Landscaper's Pride products are a great go-to.
Yeah. It's like a no-brainer. You can just see Landscaper's Pride on there and know that you're getting the best
right.
quality crafted soils that you could buy.
Yes.
The premium potting soil is just beautiful, nice, light, fluffy mix, and
mm-hmm.
it has some of the Nelson's Color Star in it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So it's all ready to go. Okay. And the premium rose soil
is
great.
I hear you talk about that
a lot. Especially with the amount of replanting that we're going to have to do.
Okay.
So every time you dig a plant out, we need to replace some good soil. So that rose soil is great to build a bed out of, but it's also good to amend a soil.
Awesome.
And then, of course, after you get everything planted and settled and nestled in its little place, we need to put a good, nice layer of mulch on top.
And my favorite
is
black velvet mulch.
Black velvet mulch.
I love it.
It's got that good composted texture to it.
Yes.
With enough of the chunk to kind of lock down and
right.
keep your good soil in, uh-huh. keep your good nutrients in, insulate the roots. Insulates the moisture, so it's a little easier on you to keep them watered,
yeah.
and it keeps the weeds out.
Yeah, it saved my landscaping this yeah. summer. I love the black velvet mulch.
Absolutely.
So potting soils, mulches,
it's soil just, amendments.
Soil amendments, yeah. Landscaper's Pride. All of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it. Landscaper's Pride. Look for Landscaper's Pride. We love those products. So landscaperspride.com. 27 different products to choose from.
Yes. There's one for everybody's project.
That's right. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have Kelly from Plants for All Seasons taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we have got Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I am wondering if Zoysia would be more drought tolerant than St. Augustine. And also, does buffalo grass grow here?
Okay. So the Zoysia, yes, it is. Excuse me. It is drought tolerant, has a deeper, nicer root system. But is it better overall? I mean, it's yeah. a beautiful grass as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's harder to keep the weeds out of.
Yes.
And it kind of ruts up with foot traffic. And we know this because our dad had a beautiful Zoysia lawn, yes. but it was a lot of work for him. So is it going to be easier than St. Augustine? Probably not.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit more work, but it is beautiful and it is worth it if you can get there with it.
It's a shoes yeah. off kind of grass.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're thinking about doing Zoysia, just make sure that you have a definite border between any St. Augustine and you, because over time, the St. Augustine will take over, and it is a battle to keep it out.
Okay. What about buffalo grass?
So buffalo grass, it would grow here. It's not going to like it when we have our really wet summers and our high humidity, and that's what's the problem here. Sometimes we're hot and dry and low humidity, and it would do fine. But when we get really wet and humid, that's when it's not happy.
Mm. Okay. Thank yeah. you all.
You
all
bet. Right. So St. Augustine seems like a lot of work, but it really is a good lawn for our area. And then Bermuda, that one is great because if we go into drought and it looks dead, you know that next rain it's going to green up. So that's the beauty of the Bermuda. It is a little bit more work, though.
Okay. Those are the two we hear the most about.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Karen. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry and Kelly a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. The Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are so glad you're joining us this morning. It's such a pretty morning.
Beautiful,
outside.
Beautiful day. The sky, it's so funny. Every year driving down here and the Astros are on.
Yes.
And the sunrise is the Astros colors.
It is.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's so pretty.
So, yeah. See, even Mother Nature wants, you know, the Astros to do well.
Exactly.
That's true. And this is Home Show Garden Pros that you are listening to. And we have got Kelly here from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your calls and your questions and your why is this happening in my yard or what do I do now?
Yes,
there
absolutely.
Are lots of those questions, and just give her a call at 281-833-3333. You both, Sherry and Kelly, are so good at walking you through what we do next. 281-833-3333.
Yeah, and there's a lot to do next.
There is. We've had some questions on St. Augustine, but it's so crazy. You think, okay, grass, same question. No, everybody has a different issue.
Well, everybody has a lawn, too.
Right, right.
And a different issue and a different take on it. And,
right, right.
Everybody's always searching for an alternative to St. Augustine. And I can promise you, if there was something better, we'd be growing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be growing it.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, our St. Augustine is, it's pretty hardy.
Like I say, it's the biggest weed we grow.
And I love it when you say that.
Well, and it sounds bad, right? Like it's a weed, but it is.
Yeah.
And it's very vigorous when it's happy and it's healthy. It will overtake any weed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's really minimal what you have to do. I mean, we really talk about everything. Oh, you could do this, you could do that. But it's really not that much.
No. Yeah. Once your soil's built, it's pretty self-sustaining.
That's the key.
You know, every now and then, like I use my dog TT spots as an indicator when I know it's time to feed.
Yeah.
When those little spots
start
are green, that's, and then I'm like, okay, let me put some fertilizer down.
Right.
I put fertilizer down, and then really that's all we do.
Right.
You know, my husband mows and edges, and that's
and
it.
And it's good to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we have got Chris on the line for Kelly and Sherry. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? What you got for Kelly?
Well, I planted a blueberry smoothie Rose of Sharon back in March.
Okay.
And I had some bloom, not had some, the bloom locks. I just can't get them to bloom. You know, the buds will come out and then they'll just fall off or die. I put some 624 on there, some MicroLife 624 back in probably April. And still nothing. I mean,
okay.
It's growing. It's green. I have tons of buds, but they won't open or they'll fall off.
So there's two different little insects that can get inside those buds. One is called a midge. It's a tiny little caterpillar that can get in there and eats at the base of the bud and can make it fall off without opening. The other thing is called thrips, and they're tiny insects that get in there and they can kind of just suck the life out of the bloom. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll still open, but they'll be deformed or look off color to you. But if they're just not opening all the way at all and then falling off, it more than likely is the midge.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's either a stress response or that bug is in there. And when she says tiny, it's like, tiny.
Yeah.
Like my 20-year-old eyes used to be able to see them.
No. These
50-year-old eyes cannot see them.
Yeah.
So if you open up one of the buds that falls off and kind of examine, see if you can see, it's tiny little guy that moves through there. If that's it, then you have to start spraying with insecticide on the plant, and then you need to treat the ground where they have been falling all this time with a systemic insect granule, because we have to break the life cycle.
So would this cover both the insects?
Yeah.
Yes.
That you're talking about?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you've been taking care of it, maintaining it, and you're getting buds. So there's a sign of health that the plant is healthy, but the bugs are keeping the flowers from opening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what insecticide would you guys recommend for that?
Yeah, so you can do a systemic that has the in a spray form and a granular form. So it's called imidacloprid is the active ingredient. Several different brands make it. So just read that really tiny print, imidacloprid.
Okay.
So you'll want to get a liquid that you can spray on and then get a granular imidacloprid as well. And so treat the ground with the granule, spray on the plant.
just a one-time treatment?
It should be. Hopefully. I would do it, repeat it in the spring as it's leafing out, and then one more time as it buds, just because you've had a problem. And what happens is those buds fall to the ground, the little midge goes into the ground, and then in the springtime, that midge will come up and lay her eggs in the bud. So you're breaking the life cycle of this, and that's why you're going to have to do repeat applications.
Okay.
Yeah.
So imidacloprid.
Imidacloprid, just go look, read the... Where do you live? What part of town are you in?
Woodlands.
Okay. So you could go to Spring Gardens, you could go to Nature's Way, or you could go to Plants for All Seasons, and they'll help you get the right product, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks very much. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Greg and Colleen after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We've got some rain and looks like the cool weather is starting to roll in. What do you get when you drop a pumpkin? You get squash, of course. We love pumpkins at Enchanted. Some of our favorite things in the fall are all the different varieties that we carry and all the combinations that we can make with them. They are an easy, beautiful way to bring color naturally, and pumpkins make a unique statement in your outdoor and indoor spaces. Stack pumpkins by your front door to greet friends, decorate your mantle, or use them to make a wonderful centerpiece for your dinner table. Are you looking for ways to enjoy the colors of fall in your Gulf Coast area garden that we just don't get from our local deciduous trees? Well, we've got the plants for you. Have you ever tried crotons? With their colorful leaves and various blends of oranges, reds, yellows, and greens, they look like they were created just for the fall season. Mum's the word. Time to get your mums planted in the ground or pots so you can enjoy their beautiful blooms for as long as possible. We have a great selection of color and sizes. Now's the time to get your fall veggie garden going. Get inspired this year to grow fall vegetables with our great selection. Some of the plants that you can plant right now are Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, lettuce, kale, cabbage, and more. And don't forget to check out our seed selection, too. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Great Wood in Sugar Land. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give Kelly from Plants for All Seasons and Cherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've got a line of callers.
Yay.
What a popular.
Let's do this.
Well, it's what a beautiful day. So lots going on.
It is.
So, and we got an amazing expert in the house.
There you go.
I don't know about that.
Kelly's in the house. So good morning, Greg. We've got Greg on the line. What do you have for Kelly and Cherry?
All right. So I have patches in my yard. Also have a live oak tree, and we get a lot of cicadas. And I've noticed that there's holes in the ground, and wherever there's holes, there's patches.
Yes, you can have patches around your bases of your trees,
mm-hmm.
but the cicadas are not causing that. I mean, they go in and out of the ground where there's loose soil, but you could just...
Yeah, without seeing a picture, have you noticed the squirrels this year?
No,
No? Okay. Yeah.
There's no squirrels. It's a newer neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So, it's 2006 is when they planted this tree where we moved in at. Okay. And it's actually grown, and I did have green grass all the way around.
Okay.
But I heard that there was these cicada killers or bees.
Yeah.
That they go into the ground, and then wherever they go into the ground, that they the grass dies around that.
No.
Where no.
The holes are
nope.
At.
No. And I can tell you that for a fact because I have an oak tree.
Yeah.
Cicada killers going in and out. They will leave a hole, but they do not kill the grass. They don't hurt it.
That just
anything whatsoever.
It's because the ground is more open. You see the hole, so people think, oh, the hole caused the grass to go away. It's really just the base of the tree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think there's something else going on. Your trees are starting to mature. You're almost 10 years, right?
Yes.
So you're 7 years old.
Yeah.
So I would say I would get some good compost around there. Fill it in, maybe plug some good St. Augustine, but plug the palmetto because over time your tree is going to get bigger and your shade is going to get shadier, right? And
correct.
And if you can put a shade-tolerant variety of St. Augustine in there now, being proactive, then you won't have those thinner areas. But getting that good compost around there, especially in a newer yard, is going to be a big improvement around that tree.
Okay, so also the ground... You know, where the foot traffic is actually really, really hard.
Yes.
Yes.
So is there a way, should I mulch, I mean, not mulch, should I get like a tiller and till that up?
You just need to loosen it and maybe even, I mean, think about putting down a compost or a nice topsoil or something in that area. Keep it nice and moist and the St. Augustine around it can come in or you can plug or sod that area as well.
Yeah, but as far as tilling, is that around the tree?
No, ma'am. It's around where the concrete meets sidewalk.
Okay.
Where you get in and out of the car.
Yeah. So you can do it with, you can do a mechanical till or you could just do it with compost and things like a biostimulant like super seaweed. That will loosen the soil for you.
Okay.
Yep. You got it. Just don't do topsoil because that's a big mistake people make. They put topsoil on these hard spots and they just get harder.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did that.
Okay. Oops. No more. Do compost.
We love leaf mold compost.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Greg.
All right, bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got Colleen on the line. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
How are you? What do you have for Kelly and Sherry?
Okay, well, I have a question. I think I got a little overzealous last weekend, and I bought a bag of azomite and a bag of the carbo load that you guys always talk about.
Awesome. Great.
So I'm in a patio home. I have a fairly small yard. My question is, I have no idea how to use these two things. I don't know if I should use one first and then the other. I don't know how much. The instructions got wet on the Carvalho bag. I don't know how pounds per square inch works. I mean, I have no idea how much product to use of either one and which one to use first. And my yard's in pretty good shape, but you know, I haven't done a lot of buildup in the soil, and you guys have just got me so excited about all that.
Well, you've called the right place. What should she be doing first, Kelly?
So order of operation is not a huge deal on those two products.
Yeah. Nice.
You can do them back-to-back, same day. It's that's not going to matter.
Okay, now how about the whole yard? The guy at Enchanted Gardens where I bought the two, the azomite, he was kind of like, oh, you don't really need this. Like, you know, he was really downplaying that, like,
oh,
you know,
no, you can do it and you can use it everywhere. There's not anywhere you can't put it, even in your flower beds,
and it's only going to be beneficial. It's going to remineralize. Yeah.
Now, and is that with the spread? I mean, like, how should I spread it or sprinkle it or how does that work?
You can use a spreader to put it out, a hand spreader or a push spreader. I mean, if you're in a tiny yard, a hand spreader should be sufficient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Small yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just
and
put it on
open
a small
your hopper side. Really yeah. big because you're going to put that whole bag on your whole front yard and backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
And in the flower beds.
In the shrubs, yes.
Okay, now which bag, which one first?
The azomite.
Azomite.
Yeah.
Start with that and then what, water it all in really good or what?
No, just put that out. And then if you want to follow it up with the carbo load, you could do that next and water it all in at the same time.
And the carbo load goes on the lawn.
You can do that, the lawn and the flower beds.
Also.
Yeah. Perfect. It's going to winterize everything.
Nice.
Really? Now, with my small yard, you're talking I'm so glad because I thought, did I just waste a bunch of money? These bags are huge.
Do a rough square footage of your yard, length and width, okay? That bag, go length times width, get a rough square footage.
Okay.
That bag of carbo load's going to go 5,000 to 6,000 square feet. Okay. So if you have 5,000 to 6,000 square foot of lawn, you're going to put the whole bag. And I'm talking flower beds too. So then if you're like, okay, I have 3,000 square foot of yard with flower beds, then just put down, you know, 3/4 of the bag instead of the whole bag. Okay.
Talk about both products. Both products, azomite and the
azomite, you don't have to worry about because you can put that whole bag out.
Oh, okay, that answers that. Good enough.
Yeah,
okay,
you so got it.
I'm so glad you're excited, Colleen.
Yes, and I'm doing the Friday night, you know.
It's a date.
You guys are lovely. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Colleen. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
And this is Happy Home Show Garden
Pros. Yes, it is. Always happy.
Oh, how fun. I love that call. You can give Sherry and Kelly a call at 281-833-3333. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls and your questions and your happy comments here at 281-833-3333. When we return, we'll talk with George.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.